When they came into her presence, they all blessed her with one accord and said to her, "You are the glory of Jerusalem, the surpassing pride of Israel, the great honor of our people. You have done all this with your own hand. You have been the source of much good to Israel, and God has approved what you have wrought. May you be blessed by the Lord Almighty forever and ever." And all the people responded, "Amen. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so too do we believe that God will bring forth with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Keep me safe, O God, for I have come to you for refuge. I said to the Lord, 'You are my master. Every good thing I have comes from you. The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. I will not take part in their sacrifices of blood, or even speak the names of their gods. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety, for you will not leave my soul among the dead, or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." The Immaculate Mother of God, the ever-Virgin Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory, to serve as a shining example to humanity, signifying our hope for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. In Mary's assumption, we see a glimpse of God's intention for his people, that we follow Christ, who is the firstborn from the dead. That is the lofty goal our body and souls are destined for. Like Mary, we will face troubles, hardships, and sorrows, and like Mary, we too live in a world which puts too much value on power, money, and corruption over that of human lives, and so discord and conflict abound. But we are meant for so much more. We are meant for peace and harmony. We are meant for glory, if we but live according to God's will. Let us pray that Mary's example and constant prayers on our behalf will kindle the Spirit of God within us. Let us pray. Mary, assumed into heaven, lift us up above any corrupting influence. Help us detach ourselves from the spirit of the world. Teach us that eternal perspective which you had in all things, so that we may see the wonderful victories which God has planned for us. At the hour of our death, comfort us and lead us to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.